Our doctor this morning is Dr. Neil Adams. He's an eye doctor and author of Healthy Vision, Prevent and Reverse Eye Disease Through Better Nutrition. Good morning, Dr. Neil Adams.
Good morning, Tom. It's a pleasure to be on the show with you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm in Baltimore, Maryland.
Okay. Now, you say that your eyes are the window to your health, and you also say eating the right foods can relieve many eye conditions and even prevent future problems. Eating what foods?
Well, good nutrition can really make a difference in protecting your eyes and treating various eye conditions. When we're talking about foods and talking about good nutrition, we're talking about fruits, vegetables, fish, a whole wide variety of whole natural foods. They can really help you out a lot.
Oh, yeah? Then if I wasn't a vegetarian, I'd be blind right now? Because I wear glasses, and I am a vegetarian.
Well, you know, vegetables are absolutely wonderful. They have a ton of nutrients in them. Oh. But don't discount other sources of nutrients. You know, fish are wonderful. They have
like
a
what?
Lot
like,
of
like,
fish
like, like what foods? Like what other foods are good for your eyes?
Fish. You got to get your grains in. Tea, coffee. Those are good things for the morning. You know, there are a whole range of foods and nutrients, and in the book I include a whole appendix on the best foods to eat.
Okay, what are the bad foods to eat for your eyes?
You know what they are. They're pizza, donuts, all these foods that are greasy, have a lot of bad oils, and that's what I was talking about, those fish oils. They counteract a lot of these bad oils. Doesn't mean you want to go out and get the bad oils. You want to avoid the bad oils and get the good oils in there, the good oils you get from fish, for example.
Okay, I know you get this question a lot.
Yes.
Is weed good for your eyes?
There is no good evidence to suggest that it's good for your eyes. Some people say
is it bad for your eyes?
Okay, is it bad for your eyes?
Well, you know, some people suggest that it might be good for glaucoma, but, you know, that's transient. That's just a temporary lowering of pressure. You know, glaucoma is something that affects about 3 million Americans, and there's a common misconception that glaucoma is a disorder of high pressure in the eye. And I talk about this in the book. It's a disorder of the health of the back of the nerve, not a disorder of high pressure in the eye. So how do you keep the nerve in good health? Well, you eat healthy. So it all comes back to how you treat your body, how you treat your eye, and how you keep yourself in good health.
So eating all those carrots, as your parents used to tell you.
Yeah, carrots good for you?
Carrots are wonderful. They're wonderful. They contain something called beta-carotene. It's an orange pigment. It's converted to vitamin A.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin A is essential in the eye because what it does is it regulates the expression of genes in our bodies and in our eyes. And genes are the DNA that control our traits, and they also control what proteins are made inside the cells. So beta-carotene from carrots gives you that vitamin A and gives you it in a healthy form. You can't really overdose on carrots. But if you go out and get pills for vitamin A, yes, you can overdose on those.
Mm. Good information. Now, his name is Dr. Neil Adams, and excuse me, he'll be around for the next hour to answer any of your questions about your eyes, your health, and your nutrition that affects your eyes. Thanks, Doc. It's Get Well Wednesday.